What the hell? Just what? Okay, I'm just gonna be honest with you. How am I supposed to be happy right now? Like, I can't process happiness after that. What's total yards? 536 for Purdue. We gave up 536 yards to the worst power conference football team. And now I'm supposed to process happiness. Like, I'm not happy. I'm in no way in a good mood.
49. Thank you for attending today's game. It's finally here. The 100-year anniversary of rededication.
Oh, God, don't say that. Don't say that, Gene, don't tell me that.
I guess they're ready, national champion.
Gene, it's not finally here. Gene.
Open to the public. Then on Saturday.
Gene.
For a special game ball
present. No, not right now. Nope, not right now.
See you here at Memorial Stadium. Illinois football's 100-year rededication game.
Okay.
Because
I'm not sure who I am yet.
I fell because of Elsie almost catching that. Like, I couldn't even get up. Yes, I'm recording right now, just so you know.
All right.
Yes. I don't... So, explaining. Like, when Elsie almost caught it and then, I think he hit the guy's helmet and he almost got it, but only caught it out of bounds, I just fell backwards. And a whole bunch of people thought I, like, passed out in the balcony. So, like, they were like, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I can't stay at my feet.
Please exit the field at this time.
So, if you're seeing like the field rush thing, there's a whole bunch of kids, like a bunch of school kids that ran onto the field. So it's not really a field rush. Yeah, I don't really know what happened. There was a bunch of, they're all gathered in the south end zone right now. But, I mean, look, a bunch of other people jumped over the front row and came out on the field. So, we field rushed. We field rushed. Beating the worst team we'll play in the next 3 years. We field rush beating the worst team we'll play in the Big Ten for the next 3 years at least. Yeah, there's definitely... Yeah.
We won by one, baby! We won! We won!
I'm recording. That was my friend Dave being sarcastic. We're rushing the field. We're rushing. Okay, my thoughts are lost. Hold on, I gotta ask Dave to. Sorry. God, I feel like I'm such a jerk. Like, to do my thing, I have to, like they were just standing behind me waiting, and I can't get my head clear, like, to do this from the stands. But, God, I'm an asshole. Hey, go away. I do that all the time. People, if I'm recording one of these things, I'm good with high fives, but I can't, my brain cannot, I can't speak into my phone if, like, anyone is standing waiting for me. Okay, I don't understand. Like, I'm not... What? Like, this is not your normal, like, what just happened? Oh, my God, how did Illinois win? We're 5-1. This was... It's the worst game we've played. It's the most mistakes we've made. Like, it's the worst... Oh, my God, we just let Purdue... You know, we're up 27-3 midway through the third quarter. So,
from the stands.
Sorry, I got it.
Yes, you're good.
Every time.
Okay, all right.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
My boys.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to process my. I have no idea what's really happening. Yes.
After we beat Michigan next week, this is all again.
Okay, I like it. I can attach myself. I can attach myself to that thought. After we beat Michigan next week, no one will remember this. I feel like that's right. God, I'm glad that's happening, right? Right. I'm glad it's documenting. I'm glad this is documenting the fact that we rushed the field beating Purdue. Okay, so Purdue has 49, which means with like 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, so that's 22 minutes. In 22 minutes, they scored 46 points. In 22 minutes, I guess plus six in overtime. All right, let's throw out the six in overtime. In 22 minutes, let's say 23, it was seven and change. In 23 minutes, Purdue scored 40 points. In 23 minutes, Purdue scored 40 points. In 23 minutes, Purdue, the worst team of any power conference team, 114 out of 130 teams in ESPN's FPI, the 114th best team, the team probably worse than Central Michigan. That team scored 40 points in 23 minutes. 40 points in 23 minutes. 23 minutes, 40 points. 23 minutes, 40 points in 23 minutes. In a game that we won. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. 40 points in 23 minutes. 40 points in 23 minutes. 500 some yards to Purdue. Look, this is one of those games. Look.
Fans, you need to exit the field through the horseshoe at this time. Once again, you need to exit to the south of the field through the horseshoe at this time.
That's right. Those are our fans on the field. Like, I did the TV thing after the Kansas game, and I was asked a question about the field rush, and I was like, no shame. Like, I don't care. We've watched so much bad football. Win a game over a ranked team, we're rushing the field. I don't care. I don't care if you don't care if it's Kansas. I don't care. This one is the most embarrassing field rush in college football this season. 100%. Like, without question. It's one of the most embarrassing field rushes in the history of college football. I can confidently, that's not hyperbole, I can confidently say that. It started with just this stream of like 60 young kids. I think they might have been like on the field. Like they had that little spot in the horseshoe, like on the field. So this stream of little kids comes running on the field. And then I'm guessing like a bunch of people were like, hey, it's a field rush, let's go. But still, it's embarrassing. But God, I mean, I love our fans. I love who we are, what we are. Like, I love. Okay, let's investigate this. Is this the least happy I've been after a win in Illinois football history? Is this the least happy I've been after a win? I'm just going through seasons and seasons and games, and you know, there have been games where like it's over for Ron Turner and we won a game in 04. I can't remember which game it was to get like our third win or whatever. Maybe, anyway, it was one of those like it's past time for this coach to go, but he just won this game. Is he trying to save his job? There's that kind of like not happy after a win. But then there's also this. Okay, I got it. I know how to frame this. I'm really excited for these players.
Fans who are still on the field in the next 2 minutes are subject to contact with the police. Once again, fans still on the field for the next 2 minutes are subject to contact with the police.
I'm so glad I'm documenting this. We're threatening to arrest. I mean, I get it. Like, they're not leaving. They keep doing these announcements. These people are like, yeah, screw this. What are they going to do? Well, they're going to have to start arresting people if you're not going to leave. And they're going. Like, this is the I wish I should be filming these. This is the moment. Like, everybody is streaming to the horseshoe right now. Everybody. Okay, I had my thought, and then I started to lose. Okay, yes. Like, Luke Omar. Like, defense handing him nothing. Pat Bryant. Hank Beatty. Like, those guys, 40 seconds to go the length of field, get that field goal. Alano drilling a field goal when I'm like, I swear he's going to miss it because we always miss this field goal. It's going to doink off the uprights just like Chase McLaughlin to beat Purdue in 2016. When we went to overtime, like, I'm thinking about is that, like, Chase McLaughlin is one of the 10 best kickers in the NFL right now. And he doinked a short-ish field goal against Purdue, went to overtime and lost in overtime to Purdue. I'm just convinced we're going to doink this field goal. Like, I have thought all the nasty thoughts, all the horrible thoughts. And these players are the ones who made the fourth, made the, you know, two-point conversion stop, you know, Altmyer to Bryant to win it, this and that. Aaron Henry, on the other hand, good sir, like a high school coach, a guy who was a high school coach 2 years ago and was an interim offensive coordinator, just scored 40 points in 23 minutes. And then six more in overtime, just not eight. Like if we can't dial up something for Purdue, if we're getting out-schemed, if our players are getting flea-flickered, if we're getting, I thought you had him, oh, you had him, oh, God, that's a 70-yard pass from a freshman quarterback who had, like, 9 passing yards in the first 20 minutes. Like, so, yeah, like, total concerns about Aaron Henry. Absolute concerns about Henry getting out-schemed and outclassed. And total excitement for these players, especially the offensive guys, who just kept getting handed nothing and pulled it out. So I don't want it, like, I don't want my I'm unhappy after this win to be some kind of, like, hey, you know. But look, my unhappiness is with defensive play calling. I don't understand so much of it against what we were facing. I mean, kudos to the Purdue offensive players, but Purdue, anyone scoring 40 points in 23 minutes, but Purdue, one of the worst offenses in college football, scoring that many points is ridiculous. Like, it's Brett Bielema takes a long look at his defensive coordinator. Offensive players, God, I'm excited. That was really, like, I mean, we got to go to length of field to get a field goal. We have a 3rd and 17. Oh, here's a moment. So, like, I have zero signal. Okay? I like, during games, it's just, like, sometimes if I see it connect, I'll try to get a tweet out, but I can't text. I can't. I got nothing. I have nothing. Okay? So I can't check stats. I can't do any of that. I totally forgot something happened in front of me, and now I forgot where I was even going with that. It's weird that they're taking the flag down now before the band comes off the field. What's the... Anyway. Yeah.
That,
whatever that thought was, I totally lost it. I'll listen to it again and remember what I was going to say. Oh, once the band marches out. Oh, I didn't bring my press pass. I'll get kicked out, like, legitimately, because I can't wave a pass in front of somebody's head. Yes, the offensive players getting into field goal range, that 3rd and 7, that was it. I did get a signal, so I pulled up to our Slack after the fumble, and I just see like four people commenting in the Slack game thread, like, that's a fumble, it's out, that's a fumble. Like, Altmyer had fumbled, game's over, and I almost left. I almost like, I can't record from the stands in the stands. I'm just going to go record like from the parking lot or something. And we reach those depths, and then Altmyer finds Beatty, and then we almost score a touchdown, and Alano is true, and we win in overtime, and we're 5-1. We're not going to be ranked. You beat Purdue 50-49, we fall in the rankings. It's fine. Michigan, I agree with what the guy said. Beat them next week. Get bowl eligible. Let me know. But that was the most insane thing I've ever seen. And I got to go. As soon as the band clears through the tunnel, they do the announcement saying Memorial Stadium is now closed. Maybe I'll just keep talking as I walk down the ramps. I have no idea what to feel. I really have no idea what to feel. Is this the weirdest lead into the Michigan game ever? Like, we've been talking about that Michigan game forever. And now what? What am I supposed to feel? I guess I just have to lean on what I've always said. Like, I'm in these players' corner, and that's where I'm at for life. So, you know, the defense after giving up. Did I mention 40 points in 23 minutes? Like, the...
Attention all staff. Memorial Stadium is now closed.
There it is.
Memorial Stadium is now closed.
I even lost what I was saying there. I'm in the stair tower now. I can confidently say this. Lee Gissendaner, Northwestern, 1992 homecoming. A really bad Northwestern team scores three touchdowns in the final like 10 minutes to beat us. Fresno State, 2009. Two-point conversion just like this one. And it's batted away. But wait, caught by an offensive lineman who carries it in. Fresno State wins 52-51. Minnesota, 2010. We're up 10 with like 6 minutes to go, something like that. Minnesota's 2-9, having lost 9 in a row, something like that. No, 1-9, having lost 9 in a row. Had fired their coach. We're 21-point favorites. They drive the length of the field just like this and score with 14 seconds left to win. Michigan, what was that, 2010, 65-63 in triple overtime. We had so many opportunities to win that we lost. The only game that really comes close to this, it's not even a comp, but the only game that comes close to this in my mind is Nebraska 2015, where somehow they threw the ball to stop the clock when we were out of timeouts. We had something like 30 seconds to go the length of the field. We hit Malik Turner on a bomb, much like that Pat Bryant play. Like, why are they letting Pat Bryant get behind them when there's 40 seconds left? What are you doing, Purdue? Like, not going to prevented you from winning. So, like, all those games I'm listing, and there's way more. Michigan State, when we're favored to win. Like, there's way more of these. And are you locked up there? This one's open? All right. Thank you. All those games. All those years. All those times I come to this stadium. And I'm... All right. Thank you. All those moments, all those, like, walking out like a zombie. And now I'm walking out like a zombie after a win. I don't know what to make of that, and I probably can't process it until tomorrow or maybe late tonight. But that's my takeaway. I don't know what to do when I'm upset for the last 90 minutes. And I'm not somebody who gets mad during a game. And I'm just, like, devastated and just can't figure out why we're letting Purdue do this and why we can't dial something up to stop it. And then I process all of those emotions and I go to every Illini place I've ever been and I have every emotion that I remember having for the last 30 years. But this time, it's a win. I'll let you know when I figure out what to do with that, and I'll write about it. We're 5-1. Might fall out of the polls and Nebraska move in. We're one win away from a bowl. The Michigan game we've been dreaming of for years. God, okay. I've got the final thought, folks. You ready? The only way Illinois football could go into the Michigan game that we've been talking about is like that. It is the only way. The universe has deemed the only way, the only ramp leading to Michigan 2024, Red Grange, 100 years. Is that? Go Illini.